Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners all over the world, especially our Persian-speaking listeners in Iran, in Afghanistan, in Tajikistan, and also other people all over the world who celebrate the festival of Nowruz. Because today marks the commemoration of the day of Nowruz, a very special day. The first day of spring also, and it's a very blessed day. Sometimes some people ask, you know, because this is a festival that kind of predates the advent of Islam. So a lot of people question whether there is any basis to this, Eid, to this festival within Islam or not. We have a lot of hadith regarding this day. One of the hadith regarding Nowruz, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners today. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said the following to Al-Mu'alla ibn Khunais, one of the transmitters of hadith. This person, he came to visit the Imam on the day of Nowruz, and especially because it was the day of Nowruz. The Imam asked him, "Do you know what this day is?" To which he replied, "May I be your ransom? This is a day to which the Persians attach great importance and in which they give each other gifts." So Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "By the ancient house in Mecca," meaning the Imam, he swore by the Kaaba, "that is only because of a much older reason, which I will explain to you so that you may understand." In continuation, the Imam said, "O Mu'alla, verily the day of Nowruz," the Imam called it Nowruz, not Nowruz, "the day of Nowruz is the day when Allah took the servants' covenants from them that they would worship Him and that they would not associate anything with Him." It's ironic. The Imam said that this is a reference to the Ahd-e-Alast, as they call it, when God took the progeny of Adam out from his loins and made them witness and testify to God's oneness and their servanthood. The Imam says, this event that happened in almost pre-eternity, this happened on the day of Nowruz, when Allah took the servants' covenants from them that they would not, that they would worship Him and that they would not associate anything with Him, and that they would believe in His prophets and His divine proofs, and that they would believe in the Imams alayhimussalam. This is also the day when the sun rose for the first time, a celestial event. Every day of Nowruz is a day when we await the relief, the coming of the awaited Savior, for verily it is one of our special days and one of the days of our Shia. The Persians have kept its significance where you have lost it. This is the first day of the Persians' new year, and they have managed to stay alive since, having been only 30,000 in number. The pouring of water on the day of Nowruz has become a practice." And then the Imam continues and mentions many other things regarding this festival. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the festival of Nowruz in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد